Yeah, and Action News Jack's live team coverage continues with Alexis Clevenger from Tallahassee. And I know that Memorial grew through the night as you were there and again this morning.
It really did. And we had some early risers even this morning come out. We saw them continue to add on to this memorial site. It's located what's called Legacy Walk on campus. Now, just last night, this is where there was crime scene tape up just feet away of where this memorial site has all been set up, and all the flowers, candles, and mementos have been left there. And students have really showed up in numbers to pray for all of those victims. Again, like you mentioned, we were here last night, and where there were hugs and tears as students are mourning together. And now I talked with students as they left campus earlier, and they said that when everything happened and they left campus, they said that last night for some of them, they came back for the first time since the shooting, and they really describe it as an eerie feeling. But right now, more than ever, they tell me the FSU family is strong and they will get through this together.
It's Easter weekend, and so many probably would have been planning to head home for the weekend, but there were also some family events. Like we've been in touch with former Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry. We'll hear from him in the next half hour. His son, who's a sophomore, his fraternity was doing a parents' weekend this weekend. So I guess I wonder then, with classes canceled today and some of the events canceled, is it kind of like a ghost town this morning, or is there a sense that there's still a lot of folks on campus?
From what I'm gathering, I really do think that there still is some folks that are still here on campus. I did see some people up early this morning visiting this memorial site that continues to grow here. So I do think that there are still students around and they continue to visit the site that's been set up here.
And those who are still on campus likely to attend a vigil, that'll be at 5 today at Langford Green. That's in front of the Unconquered statue. We'll certainly have updates on that development as we move through the day. Thanks, Action News Jack's Alexis Clevenger, live from Tallahassee as our coverage of the Florida State mass shooting continues. Follow along with instant updates in the free WOKV app. And still to come,